You're listening to a podcast from Victory. We must impart to the next generation and intentionally set them up to succeed in God's purpose for their lives. Learn more about this truth in week two of our series, Generationship.
Hello everyone, I am Dean, and I'm one of the campus missionaries from Victory Metro East. We're now in a two-week series called Generationship. We're talking about the next generation, the young people, because as a movement, we believe in setting them up for success. And this movement started as a campus ministry reaching in U-Belt, at hindi po nagbabago yon. We love campus ministry and we are delighted to do campus ministry. We want to be faithful to God for our calling as a ministry and as a movement to reach out the next generation. Not only that we have campus ministry, we have kids church. Kaya po importante yung kids church sa atin. And talking about kids, I am a 1 year and a half old parent. Okay, 1 year and a half old parent pa lang po ako. My relationship with my daughter is one of the most meaningful relationship I've ever had in my life. In fact, I believe in love at first sight because of my daughter. Kasi nung unang beses ko po siyang makita, when she was born, I am already in love. Kasi po, ang cute. Kamukha ko. Hindi, joke lang po. Okay? Pero kamukha ko po siya. Totoo po yun. My relationship with her is very, very important to me. As a dad, I am obliged, but I am delighted to steward it. To take care of the relationship that I have with her. And this is, I believe, the way it is also supposed to be for us older generation. Aminin na po natin, tayong boomer, Gen X, Y, or millennials like me, older generation, taas po yung kamay, wag na po tayong denial. We are called by God to be obliged and delighted to steward our relationship with the younger generation. The Generation Z we have today, Generation Alpha we have today. But for some of us, we recognize na obligado po tayo, we are obliged for them and for their success, for our relationship with them, to steward the relationship with them. We recognize that we are obliged, but some of us not anymore delighted. Not anymore delighted. Generationship is a important part of our church community because it's a pivotal relationship between the older generation, that's us, and the younger generation. That we are taking the responsibility. And I hope that we would find meaning and purpose in raising the next generation. Yes, obligated, but at the same time, delighted. Let me talk about David and Solomon from 2 Samuel chapter 7 verses 11 to 17. Initially, dito po tayo magbabasa, but if you don't mind, okay, tatalon po tayo from verses to verses, from book after book, so that we would see the narrative that the Bible has actually presented to us and the example of David and Solomon, the generationship between them, the old and the young, in fulfilling God's purpose and advancing His kingdom here on earth. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 11 to 17. At the second part of verse 11, it says, "And I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. When he commits iniquity, I will discipline him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the sons of men. But my steadfast love will not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away from before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. In accordance with all these words, in accordance with all this vision, Nathan spoke to David. Father in heaven, thank you for your word. And Holy Spirit, would you work in our hearts that we would understand your word, embrace our call as the older generation to trust the younger generation, and for the younger generation to trust the older generation, the generation ahead of us, so that we would work together to advance your kingdom and change the world. Thank you, Jesus, for the new life you have given us. In your name we pray. Amen. Now, in what we've read, kita po natin that this is the vision of God for David, for Solomon. It came from God through Prophet Nathan talking to David, and David was supposed to set up Solomon, his son, the one who would be the next king as he promised his wife Bathsheba. And the story goes like this. We would see that first and foremost, God is the main character kasi siya po yung nagsabi nun. At hindi lang yun, God is the main character even in our time today. And I hope that we would recognize that always, God has His ways. And God has His purpose, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. And God has His kingdom to advance through His people here on earth and through us. And thus, as we look into this story, we see that first, God trusted David. God trusted David. Referring to last week's preaching by Pastor Joe Bonifacio, David was a shepherd boy who defeated Goliath, became the king of Israel. After King Saul, the one who went after his life, and David is one of the most accomplished kings, not only in biblical times or in biblical history, but in all of historical accounts in the world. One of the most accomplished and successful in wars. And natawag pa nga po siya, kilala natin siya as the man after God's own heart. Would you remember that? And though he had sinned greatly against God by adultery and murder, he repented of his sin and followed God. Kaya nga, in his days, it was, in the Bible, it was mentioned that he lived full of days, meaning a purposeful, meaningful life lived for God. God trusted David. God entrusted David a purpose in his lifetime. But also at the same time, God trusted Solomon. God trusted Solomon. That's why when God was talking to David through Prophet Nathan, balikan po natin yung verse 12 in what we've read earlier. It says that when your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you. Who shall come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. God has already trusted Solomon of his kingdom at that moment, or his rulership in Israel. Hindi pa po king si Solomon, pero pinagkakatiwalaan niya na. Can you see how God is a good God, that he trusts human beings like us? Imagine Solomon, part of Bathsheba and David's family. Could you imagine that their relationship started initially from adultery, and then God convicted David, and then David repented, and David made up for his mistakes, took Bathsheba as his wife, and then Solomon, their son, was now given a purpose from God. Could you imagine? Oh, baka iniisip niyo, isa kayo doon, hindi naman ako sinasadyang bata sa mundo. But you know what? God had a purpose for Solomon. God has a purpose for you and me. And God entrusted Solomon to be able to build the temple of God, which eventually became a pride of Israel. In a good sense, it became a symbol of God's dwelling for His people and a symbol that God was always with Israel. God trusted David. God trusted Solomon. Besides that, when God entrusted human beings, when God trusted David, when God trusted Solomon, at the same time, David and Solomon responded to God. But let's talk about David first. Because David now, at this story, at this point, David trusted God. He responded by trusting God. 2 Samuel verse 7, chapter 7, verse 18 and 27 to 29, Kumbaga, lalagpasan lang po natin ng onte yung binasa natin kanina. Says, verse 18, "Then King David went in and sat before the Lord and said, 'Who am I, O Lord God? What is my house that you have brought me thus far?'" Lord, nagpapasalamat siya. "Lord, sino ba naman ako na nagtitiwala ka sa akin? At binless mo ako. Come on here, I'm glad God blesses His people." Amen? Verse 27-29, later in that chapter says, "For you, O Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, have made this revelation to your servant, saying, 'I will build you a house, therefore your servant has found courage to pray this prayer to you. And now, O Lord God, you are God, and your words are true, and you have promised this good thing to your servant. Now, therefore, may it please you to bless the house of your servant so that it may continue forever before you. For you, O Lord God, have spoken, and with your blessing shall the house of your servant be forever blessed." Could you see that prayer of David or conversation he had with God? Nagtitiwala po siya kay God at ayun yung nagiging declaration niya. "Maraming salamat, Panginoon, binless mo, hindi lang yung tahanan ko, pero yung buhay ko. Hindi lang yung trabaho ko, pero yung purpose ng buhay ko sa'yo, binless mo yun. And Lord, nagtitiwala ko sa'yo in light of the vision that you have presented to me for my son Solomon, for the next king. Lord, nagtitiwala ako sa'yo." David trusted God. But at the same time, David trusted Solomon. It is definitely understandable, and we see in our lives that we trust God. Tama po ba? Who among you here, you trust God? Okay? Ikaw na nakaupo, okay, at medyo inaantok na. Ganun din po ba tayo sa online service? Hindi ko po alam, okay? But it's actually natural for us to trust God. Especially when we are Christians and we are believers, there's no problem with trusting God. We all want to trust God, but sometimes David, to trust Solomon, to trust others, to trust a younger person, minsan may question po doon sa puso natin if we would be honestly admitting that in our lives, in our hearts right now. But David trusted Solomon. Because God trusted Solomon, David as well trusted Solomon, the next generation. The young and inexperienced, as he said in one of his statements, mamaya mababasa po natin yun, but in 1 Chronicles 29, verse 18 and 19, said, "O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep forever such purposes and thoughts in the hearts of your people and direct their hearts toward you. Grant to Solomon," this is David's prayer, "my son, a whole heart that he may keep your commandments, your testimonies, and your statutes, performing all, and that he may build the palace for which I have made provision." David trusted Solomon. Ami po yung madalas na term natin, pinapasadyos ko na siya. Minsan masamahin sa'yo, pinapasadyos na kita, yung hindi mo mapatawad. Pero ito, iba po ito. Ito yung ipinapasadyos na kita, Solomon. Kasi ang declaration ni David, itong pinrepare ko para sa'yo, Solomon. Ikaw, ang gagawa ng vision ni God para sa'yo, susuportahan kita dyan. What sweet words and prayer from a father to a son. And yun na nga po yung nangyari. David trusted Solomon. And if you think about it, God prepared David to trust Solomon. God prepared David. With vision, he gave Solomon. Tama po ba? Verse 16 and verse 17 in 2 Samuel verse chapter 7. "And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever." In accordance with all these words, in accordance with all this vision, Nathan spoke to David. Was the plan of building a temple just in David's mind? But you know what? It was in God's mind. It was in God's plan. And he prepared David to prepare Solomon, to trust Solomon. It was from God in accordance with all the words of God, verse 17 says. And when God prepared David, now David prepared Solomon. God prepared David with the vision. David prepared Solomon with provision. 1 Chronicles chapter 22 verse 5 says, "Solomon, my son, is young and inexperienced." Iniintindi niya, ina-acknowledge niya na itong anak ko pwedeng inexperienced na. and that the house is to be built for the Lord must be exceedingly magnificent of fame and glory throughout all lands. I will therefore make preparation for it. So David provided materials in great quantity before his death. Could you imagine that? Nag-prepare po si David para kay Solomon with provision. Everything that you need, he saved up. He set him up for success so that when Solomon takes his place on the throne, he would be confident enough to build the temple for God, starting from the support of his father. And not only with provision, but with the community support. Alam niyo, binild up ni David si Solomon sa mga tao. In Israel, verse 17 of the same chapter of 1 Chronicles, David also commanded all these leaders of Israel to help Solomon his son. Could you imagine that? What a wonderful picture of trusting God and trusting the next generation. To us today, what does the story of David and Solomon teach us believers? What does the story of David and Solomon and God teach us believers today? You know what? Changing the world cannot be done by a single generation. Changing the world cannot be done by a single generation alone. In this campus ministry, in Victory in Every Nation, we truly believe in change the campus, change the world. We fully believe in this. We fully believe in change. When we change the campus, we have an opportunity to change the world. Because when we reach out in the campus, we reach out the future leaders who would eventually make an impact to the world. And more so, we fully believe in this. And I hope you fully believe in this too. But I hope we fully believe that it cannot be done by our generation alone. That's why generationship is so important. Importante yung generation natin, at importante yung susunod na generation na pinagkatiwala po sa atin. What can we do in light of this biblical reality? What can we do in light of this biblical reality? Una po, trust God. That's the lesson from the story of God, David, and Solomon. It's trusting God. Trust God. As David trusted God, so we, the generation ahead, are called to trust Him. Changing the world can never be done without God, without trusting God. Una sa lahat, we need God's patience to be our patience. Is it that right? Some of us would have struggles when we look at the young people, di ba, na nasa paligid natin. Alam niyo po ba yung senyales kung minsan naisip natin, tumatanda na ako. Pagka madami pong bata, tapos may mga ginagawa, tapos nainis tayo, nangangati tayo. How many of you would agree we need patience for that when we feel that way? I too would need patience. Lalo na po ngayon, no? My daughter is a toddler. Me and my wife, asking God for patience, okay, lalong-lalo na pag pinaglalaroan niya yung mga hindi dapat paglaruan kagaya ng mga babasagin. Eh, yun na nga po, may nabasag na siya this week, no? But I believe I cannot steward my child without God's patience. I wouldn't be patient enough if God isn't patient to me. That's why I need to trust God. That's why we need to trust God. As God gave a vision to David, an impartation to David, and David eventually prayed for his son. We need God for the vision for the next generation. We need God and we need to trust God for impartation for the next generation. Impartation, let me remind you, it's not just instruction. Because when we are just left with instruction, okay, yung iba po naisip na lang mga kabataan, okay, just do's and don'ts. But impartation requires relationship. Relationship. And so that we would commit ourselves, that we'll pray for them. We need God for the vision, impartation, and prayer we'll commit to for the next generation. we need God. As for the young generation, trust God. As Solomon trusted God, so you, the next generation, are called to trust Him. Yes, ikaw na naghahabol ng requirements sa online class. May mga estudyante po ako na kakakwentuhan na naghahabol ng requirements sa online class lagi. You should be able to trust God. Learn how to trust God. As Solomon trusted God, so you are called to trust Him as well. Changing the world. I believe you want to change the world. Why are you giving your lives, your time and effort to be able to pass the subject, graduate, have a job that would make an impact? Why? Because I believe you want to change the world. But I believe you will be needing God's wisdom to be your wisdom. What good is a skill? What good is competence without character, without God's wisdom applied in our lives? And that's why I believe you'll need God's grace in everything that you would do. You would need God's vision, impartation, and purpose that you will pursue. Ultimately, our relationship in God should be our priorities so that our faith grows, our passion grows, our purpose follows. To the older generation and to the younger generation, to the Davids out there like me, to the Solomons out there like my daughter, like the students I talk to, or the students we have in our campus ministry right now, to the kids who are watching you, Kids Church Online. Ultimately, our relationship with God should be our priority, to trust Him so that our faith grows, our passion grows, and our purpose follows. What are we called for to do again in light of the story of God, David, and Solomon? It's to trust one another. Trust one another. Ang hirap nito. Trust one another. As David trusted and prepared Solomon, so we, our generation, are to trust and prepare the next generation. David trusted and prepared Solomon. And he believed that even though he was young and inexperienced, it could have ended that way. The verse could have ended that way. Yung binabasa po natin kanina when Solomon was praying to God, Solomon, my son, is young and inexperienced. So Lord, wag na lang siya. Ako nang bahala. How many times have we caught ourselves na tayo na yung gagawa? Naalala niyo po ba yun? Kasi hindi natin mapagkatiwalaan yung mas bata. But his trust in God, David's trust in God, resulted in trusting Solomon, in trusting the young and inexperienced, by preparing resources for him, by building him up from the community. And could you think of young people today who are young and inexperienced? Probably nasa tabi na natin, no? But could you trust them? Can we trust them? You know what would build their trust for us and how we could also trust them? It's in our faith in God, in David's faith in God, it resulted in trusting Solomon to prepare the resources for him, provision, in the support of the community. And in that way, I think and I believe that made Solomon trust his father and see David as his father trustworthy in his eyes. Kasi nakita niya yung tatay niya titiwala kay God, nagtitiwala sa akin. So mukhang totoo yung pagtitiwala nitong tatay ko kay God kasi may tiwala siya sa akin. Do you get it? Pag nakikita po tayong nagtitiwala ng mga kabataan, nagtitiwala sa kanila, nakikita nila na si God, pinagkakatiwalaan sila ng purpose. Even though they are young in experience, pinagkakatiwalaan sila ng meaning sa buhay, ng mga plano sa buhay, and we are there to support and trust them and build them up for success. But the question is to us, older generation, are we trustworthy? Are we trustworthy? If we're thinking, okay, mapapagkatiwalaan ko ba to? Pero teka, tayo muna po pala. Mapapagkatiwalaan po ba tayo? Is our life is an example to follow, Jesus? Is our life as an example to emulate by the young people? How do we follow Jesus? Nakikita po ba yun sa buhay natin? It's a challenge for all of us, I believe. Is my life an example to follow by my daughter even though she's just 1.5? Pero tatakot ako, baka hindi ako maging example sa totoo lang po. Another is that, are we trustworthy? Is our life as an example to follow? Are we able to listen to them? If we say trust one another, are we trustworthy? But are we able to listen to them? Because I believe trust is built when relationship is built. Trust cannot be built without any relationship. I believe you would agree with me too. Tama po ba? That's why my prayer is that we would be able to build relationships with the next generation, because as Solomon trusted his father David, so you, the next generation right there, are to learn how to trust the older generation. Are to trust the older generation. Changing the world can never be done if you can't learn to trust the one who went ahead. Just as changing the world cannot be done if us, who are the older generation, if we can't learn to trust the ones who are whom we are gonna leave the world behind. Changing the world cannot be done if we, the older generation, can't learn to trust the one we are gonna leave the world with, yung mga kabataan. I believe changing the world can never be done also if the young generation cannot learn how to trust who went ahead of them. And that's why I thank God for the example of the life of J.M. Bodomo. J.M. is one of our student leaders who actually started his own victory group in the pandemic. Itong nag-quarantine po tayo. I thank God for his life and his example na encourage po ako sa kanya. We have featured this testimony in our page, Every Nation Campus Metro East. And hopefully, maka-like po kayo doon, Every Nation Campus Metro East, back in April. But nevertheless, I want to go back to his testimony. Here's what he said. Nung una po, na nagtataka siya, paano ba siya mag-make disciples in light of the pandemic? He wanted to make disciples continually in light of the quarantine. Sabi niya, nung una akala ko dahil sa quarantine, magiging mas malaya na mag-disciple dahil halos lahat nag-suspend na rin ng pasok. Ngunit nung nag-anunsyo na mananatili lahat sa bahay, naisip niya kung paano niya gagawin at ipagpapatuloy ang pagdi-disciple. Yun po yung sabi niya. Sabi niya ngayon, nakita ko sa FB stories at sa posts ng ibang leaders na kahit quarantine ay nakakapag-disciple pa rin sila sa pamamagitan ng video call. Talagang noon pa po yung testimony, no, nung nag-start yung quarantine. Pero ito po yung importante. So nagtanong ako sa mga kaibigan ko at sa ibang campus missionaries kung ano ginagamit nila at paano nila ito ginagawa. So nag-download ako ng 1-to-1 app at in-screenshot ko ito at nilagay sa PowerPoint. Yung 1-to-1, isa po yun sa tools na ginagamit natin to disciple one-on-one with other believers. And this is what he did. He wanted to make disciples. He had a problem. Paano nga ba yun? Nakita niya sa iba, he turned to people he trusted. And campus missionaries, yung sinasabi niya, some of the campus missionaries, well, hindi po niya ako nilapitan, hindi ko alam kung he trusts me or not. Hindi, joke lang po. Ano. But he went to someone he knew he could trust, an older generation, a campus missionary. Paano niyo po ba ginagawa yan? And then he learned. Eventually, he downloaded one-to-one. Nilagay niya pa sa PowerPoint. Gawa siya ng PowerPoint presentation to be able to serve other young people. I think, JM, that he trusted a campus missionary. Salamat, JM, kung sino yung kinausap mo. Salamat din sa kanya. Nagtiwala ka. Okay, you had a generationship. You worked together so that you would be able to serve the young people together. I thank God for JM, who knew he had a calling to make disciples even in light of the quarantine, in light of the pandemic. He knew who he needed to trust at that moment. And even in that short conversation they had, I believe, young people were served through the life of the older generation, a campus missionary, a young generation, JM. And I believe this is a privilege we all have as a church community, to be trusted by our children so that we would succeed, to be trusted by the young people so that we would be able to succeed. Ano po, as I end, I just like to share my greatest fear. Okay lang po ba yun maging vulnerable sa inyo, sa ating lahat? Huwag nyo na lang pong i-chismis sa iba, no? But my greatest fear today is my daughter growing up not trusting me. My very own next generation growing up not trusting her father. It's a horror for me. Nakakatakot po yun, oh. Takot po ako sa horror films, di ako nanonood nun. Pero ito, mas nakakatakot po ito para sa akin. I pray that it's a horror for us, older generation, that the next generation will not trust us. Worse, hate us, and will go their own way. I hope takot po tayo dun. Imagine a world that would look like that. That's why we need to be people who could be trusted by the next generation. And we need to be people who would trust the next generation. And I hope the next generation would also be able to trust the older generation. People who has gone ahead of them. That's why we need to trust God and trust one another. From the story of God, David, and Solomon, I hope that we would learn to trust God and trust one another. I thank those who has taught me how to trust God. And I thank those leaders who has trusted me. That's why I'm preaching right now. Maraming salamat po sa mga pastor, senior pastor namin, si Pastor Mark, sa mga pastor na nagtiwala sa aming campus missionaries na mga nakita nyo po ngayon sa service. Thanks to them. But you know what? I'd like us to do this before we pray. Could you, right now on the comment section, thank those who taught you how to trust God? Would you go and trust God and thank them? Would you comment it, tag them, or text them? Or if so, katabi nyo na sila, would you hug them? Thank those people who are teaching you, leading you to trust God. All of us, kahit po older generation, may nagturo po sa atin na pagkatiwalaan yung Panginoon. Pinakilala yung Panginoon sa atin. But also at the same time, would anybody of us right now, especially the older generation, encourage any young person you commit to trust and prepare for success? Kahit di pa po nila naiintindihan, yung magugulat sila, ba't nagtetext si mami? O ba't nagtetext si tita? O ba't nagtetext si daddy? O ba't ako niyakap ni daddy? Ba't ako kinoment ni daddy dito? Bakit? Kasi you wanna encourage a young person you commit to trust and prepare for success. Hindi pa po naintindihan ng anak ko, pero anak, I love you. I commit before God right now and before the church to help you succeed in life and find your purpose in Jesus. I hope that we would all be able to trust God and trust one another. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let us all pray. Let us all come to God right now. Thank you, Lord, that you have trusted us, entrusted to us a meaningful life, a purposeful life in you. To be able to make a difference in our homes, in our workplaces, to where you would take us in the next season. To where we are right now. All of us has a purpose, like David and Solomon, lahat kami may purpose yung buhay po namin, Panginoon. Maraming salamat. That's why we thank you, God. Because in your purpose, we are not left in our own generation to make a difference. We have one another. Our generation and the next generation allow us to partner together, to advance your kingdom, to make a difference, to change the world. To make you known, Jesus Christ. To make the gospel known. The gospel that has changed our lives and the gospel that would change their lives, that would change the world. We pray that we would partner together, trusting you and trusting one another so that you would advance the gospel. Let me pray for the older generation right now. And I pray for us. Couldn't we all of us who represent the older generation, could we all raise up our hand? It's a sign of commitment before God. Let's raise our hand and come in prayer to God. And would you just agree with me in prayer that, Lord, allow me to trust you. Allow me to trust the next generation. Allow me to be trustworthy to the next generation. Thank you, Lord, because you are with me. And Lord, let me be with the next generation to support them, to build them up, to trust them, to set them up. May we be not feel obliged, though we know that we are obligated to steward the next generation, but may it be our delight to trust and believe and set up the next generation. That is our commitment and prayer in Jesus' name. To all of you right now watching or tuning, to those who are next generation, young people, come on! Woo! Nakakamiss yung sigawan pag nasa church ko, pag nasa live tayo. To the next generation, the young people, would you raise your hand as a sign of commitment before God as we pray? I pray to trust you, God. Allow me to trust you. Allow us to trust our elders, to trust those who has gone ahead of us. Trust them, to honor them, and to recognize that they have wisdom that I don't. I pray that you would fulfill our purpose in you, our God. We want to change the camp. We want to change the world. We don't just want to change our campus. We just don't want our lives changed. We want to make a difference in our world, God. Deep within us, God, as little and as small as our dreams may be today, God. Maliit man yung pinapangarap namin, pero alam ko palalawakin mo yun kasi, Lord, yung bawat pangarap na meron kami, galing sa iyo yun, Panginoon. It's a vision that came from you. And so that I will be able to serve my purpose, as little as my role is in my world today, in my world in the future, I pray that I, all of the next generation, the young people, will be able to fulfill their purpose. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And for all of you right there watching, maybe first time you po, or you've been here week after week, but you have never surrendered your life to Jesus Christ. Jesus is the very reason we are all here. Jesus is the very reason our lives were changed. And I believe because of the sacrifice of Jesus and you accepting Him in your life as Lord and Savior, your life would be changed too. A lasting change, not only in this life today, not only at this hour, but an eternal change, eternal life offered for you. Would you repeat this prayer after me if you would like to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior? And say, Lord Jesus, thank you for what you've done on the cross for me. I surrender and I repent for all the sins that I have done against you. And I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. I give and I commit my life to you. And I receive your gift of eternal life. Help me know you more in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you're that person who prayed that prayer, please comment on the comment section right now. You may comment an emoji wave, wave lang po kayo doon, or sabihin nyo, that's me. I pray that prayer. Whatever you could comment para po ma-recognize namin yung comment ninyo, we could contact you. Or you could contact us through this page or through this QR code. Nevertheless, we would like to connect with you and help you in your walk with God. So for all of us right now, thank you very much for tuning in this morning and this time. And I hope that we would be able to grow in our faith together as a church community. And let me pray for everyone before we go. Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters watching right now, tuning in right now, that all of us would commit our lives to follow you. And that you would bless the works of their hands, either for work, for school, for household, and all. I pray that you would continually be with them, protect them and their families, guide them. And I pray that the joy of the Holy Spirit and the peace that you offer, God, be with us all always. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all and see you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.